الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وخاتم أنبيائه وخيرة خلقه وحبيبه اللهم صل وسلم عليه اللهم صل عليه صلاة دائمة إلى يوم الدين وصل على آله وصحابته والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره لعلكم تفلحون يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all, I praise Almighty Allah. I praise the one who is the creator, sustainer and cherisher of the worlds, who surrounds us with his countless blessings and favors. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he inspire us to remember him, to celebrate his praise and glorify him, and to use the blessings that he has given us to seek his pleasure and finally get to Jannatul Firdaus, the climax of which is beholding the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah gather us all as believers under the banner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the company of prophets, saints, martyrs, and the righteous people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his blessings and mercy on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and everyone who follows his footsteps. And may Allah include me and you among them. Today is part of that Black History Month. From February 1st, they are celebrating it. Of course, in Islam, there is no black or white. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna rabbakum wahid, wa inna abakum wahid. O mankind, your Lord is one, and your Father is one. This was the message delivered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you addressed 100,000, more than 100,000 companions who gathered in the farewell pilgrimage. So Islam came to unite humanity, to remind them of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and oneness of the human family. But the reality is, human beings don't heed the message. They don't take the prescription that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, the healing, the mercy, the source of blessings, which is the Quran, the revelation, and the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he made a society built on brotherhood and justice and love. So why are we using this opportunity? Of course, as Muslims, we have been mandated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah orders us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kunu qawwamina lillah shuhada bil qist. O you who believe, stand forth, steadfast for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand for Allah. Qawwamina bil qist. Qawwamina lillah shuhada bil qist. and serve as witnesses for justice. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَانُ قَوْمٍ لَأَلَّا تَعَادِلُوا اِعْدِلُوهُ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Let not your hatred for a people lead you to be unjust in your judgment, in your practice. اِعْدِلُوا, be just, هُوْ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. That is closer to reverence and mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as Muslims, we need to remember the sacrifices made, the civil rights movements in North America. I am here, you are here, because these movements have helped to make better laws so that there is justice. Of course, racism is the elephant in the room still. It's everywhere. It's in the Muslim world. It is in America. It is in United States. It is in UK. It is everywhere. It is in every masjid also. But it's an elephant that we are blind. We don't recognize it. And we need to take responsibility. Islam is all about against, complacency. Islam teaches us to be vigilant, to scrutinize our motives, our intentions. We need to purge our hearts of racism. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to root out racism. And Islam is all about fighting racism and uniting humanity, starting from the prayer itself. There is no place of worship anywhere. No place of worship like masjid, where you must stand shoulder to shoulder with your brother, regardless of the color, the status, or wealth, or family tie. And you must do so daily, weekly, yearly, consistently. What is Islam teaching through this? Prayer is not simply a ritual. Prayer has a spiritual message. It has a social message. And the social message is, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, inna rabbakum wahid. Your Lord is one. Your Father is one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear. لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي ولا لأبيض على أسود ولا لأسود على أبيض إلا بالتقوى. There is no reason for an Arab to be boastful, to think that he is superior to a non-Arab, or for a non-Arab to think that he is superior to an Arab, or for a white man to think he is superior to a black man, or for a black man to think that he is superior to a white man. Illa bittaqwa. The only distinction, the only criterion in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to distinguish humanity is taqwa, closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending Mu'adh ibn Jabal as a governor, as a judge to Yemen. And he came all the way to be, send him, bid him farewell. And he made a statement to him. Ya Mu'adh, inna awla an-nas bi al-muttaqoon aynama kanu wa haythama kanu. The people closest to me are not those who are of my blood or lineage or ethnicity or race. Inna awla an-nas bi al-muttaqoon. They are those who are most conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aynama kanu wa haythama kanu. Wherever they are, whichever race or ethnicity they belong to. So Islam came to shatter this racism, to nip it in the bud. But unfortunately, Muslims still did not learn this lesson, and we need to take charge. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, This is a declaration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat. O mankind, we created you all from a single pair of a male and female. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. And we rendered you into nations and tribes in order for you to get to know one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most conscious of Him. So, the Messenger of Allah implemented this. You will be moved to tears the way He forged that unity, the brotherhood between various members of the Islamic community. The universal nature of Islam is reflected if you study the history. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Suhaib, Sabiqul Rum, Bilal, Sabiqul Habasha, and Salman, Sabiqul Furs. And he said, I am the Sabiqul Arab. You know, the pioneer of, they are pioneers to Islam from the Roman ancestry lineage. Suhaib is that. And from the Abyssinian, African, it is Bilal. And the Prophet another time he said, Sabiqul Sudan, Luqman, Luqman, Bilal, Najashi, and Mahja. Of course, these are four people Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam singled out as the pioneers to Islam from the African race. So, from the early years, Islam united for this unity. You have that beautiful example of its relationship with his, you know, he called her his mother after his mother. This is Ummu Ayman Baraka. Ummu Ayman was the one who took care of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his mother died. On the way back from Medina to Makkah in Abwa, his mother died. So who took care of him? It was this freed slave woman, Ummu Ayman. And the relationship between her and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I cannot describe it, brothers. Tears will come. I cannot describe it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her Ummu Ayman, Ummi ba'da Ummi. Ummu Ayman is my mother after my mother. If anybody wants to marry a woman of Jannah, marry Ummu Ayman. And of course, even today, the so-called Muslims from the Arab world, from the Muslim world, refuse to give their daughters to someone who is not of their race or color or whatever. Read these matrimonial ads. Everybody is looking for fair color or a particular race or ethnicity. But this was alien to the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made sure that Ummu Ayman is married by a Khazraji, an Arab, pure Arab. And when he died, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made announcement in the masjid, if anybody wants to marry a woman of Jannah, marry Ummu Ayman. And of course, he recommended that his adopted son, of course there is no adoption in that real sense in Islam, but that Zayd ibn Haritha married Ummu Ayman. And of course, the relationship between Rasulullah and Ummu Ayman, I cannot describe it here without crying, shedding tears. And when the Prophet of Allah died, she eulogized, she wept and poured her sorrow in poetry. I have no time to read it. And next example is Bilal radiallahu anhu. The relationship between Bilal and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I cannot describe here. Because when a clan came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking to recommend someone for a man to marry their daughter, Aina antum min Bilal? What about Bilal? This is an Arab clan. Aina antum min Bilal? What about Bilal? They did not reply. Again, the Prophet of Allah asked them, Aina antum min Bilal? How about Bilal? Again, how about Bilal? They repeated the same request, and the Prophet repeated the same answer, and finally they chose Bilal radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannah is yearning to meet Ali, Ammar and Bilal. Jannah. And who was the treasurer for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who? It was Bilal radiallahu anhu. He was the treasurer. He was the one walking in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the love of Bilal for Rasulullah was such that when he was dying, his wife started crying. He told her, this is the time for celebration. وَطَرَبَا غَدًا أَلْقَ لَحِبَّ مُحَمَّدًا وَحِزْبًا. Tomorrow I will be reunited with my beloved Muhammad and his party. So you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Islam has melted this. Islam want to melt these distinctions. And of course he joined in brotherhood between Abu Ubaidah and Bilal. Abu Ubaidah is a Qurashi and Bilal is an Abyssinian. Joined in brotherhood. So the solution to raise some ease through justice and love. Love for Allah, love for Allah's creation, love for humanity is the Islamic solution. And we need to practice it. How do we do that? Of course, how often you see, you will be standing and somebody giving salam and he's just singling you out for salam. And there will be a brother who may be of a different color or ethnicity, he will not give his hand to him. Maybe they are unconscious, but they are conditioned like that because this discrimination is rooted. People coming from India, Indian background, they still have this jahiliya of Hindu culture, caste system. They say India is the most racist place in the world. It's listed as number one. Why? Because this caste system. And Islam went there, and I'm standing here now, Islam went to my part of India, Arabs went, ordinary Arabs, they established the Islamic Brotherhood. They intermarried, regardless of the caste, and that opened the door for Islam. And now, the same Muslims are practicing racism, caste system. When Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu called Bilal ibn al-Sawda, he had an argument with Bilal and called him ibn al-Sawda, was son of black woman, astaghfirullah. Rasulullah became so furious and angry, his cheeks became red and said to Abu Dharr, Abu Dharr inna kamru'un fika jahiliya. Abu Dharr, you are a man still keeping the trace. Your heart is not purged of jahiliya. Of course, how do we finish this? Of course, we need to get to the real message of the salah. And we need to heed the message of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, by him, in whose hand is my soul, you cannot enter Jannah until you have real faith. The Prophet repeated it 3 times. And then he said, you cannot have real faith until you love one another for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no iman without loving your brother. On the day of judgment, Allah will say, Aynal mutahabbun fi jalali. Aynal mutahabbun. Where are those who should love one another for my glory? Today I am going to shade them under my shade. So Rasulullah said, no Jannah without Iman and no Iman without loving one another. So the love for one another, love for humanity, regardless of race or ethnicity or color, that's what Islam is all about. And we need to declare this. Muslims, now this racism, which, you know, this civil rights movement fought for years, and because of that we are enjoying some of these freedoms, because of which they have opened the door for immigration and things like that, and we are here now. We should continue this struggle. Islamophobia is spreading. We need to join causes with those who stand for justice, equal rights for everybody, justice for everybody, not just for Muslims. We need to stand for justice. Actually, the verse was revealed in a case involving between a Muslim and a Jew, actually. And the Prophet and the Muslims were inclined to side the Muslim against the Jew, even though the Jew, Rasulullah did not, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did not know that the Jew was the victim. He didn't know. But some Sahaba knew that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished him, no, stand for justice. Be on the side of justice. It's the message for Muslims. Of course, we have this beautiful religion, but Muslims themselves do not practice it. You know, as Ali Mazrui, one of the great scholars, social scientists of this century, I would call him one of the greatest social scientists among Muslim Afro-American, African origin. He said, it's an irony that masjid is the most open place, more open than any other places of worship in any other religion. Open, because black and white, red and yellow, rich or poor, all line up shoulder to shoulder as brothers. But you step out of the house, unfortunately in the Muslim country, Muslim society, there is this discrimination based on color. Everybody in India wants to marry only a fair girl. Maybe he's not a fair man yet. Astaghfirullah. There is no fair. There is no black. There is no white. All of us from Adam. Wa Adamu min turab. Adam is from the dust. So in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humble yourself. Learn the message of sujood, humility. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa ajsamikum, walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa amalikum. Allah does not look at the color of your skin, the shape, your status, your appearance. He looks to your heart. What's in your heart? So establish that sincerity of relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accept everyone. Islam is all about openness. Assalamu alaikum. When I say this, I should mean it. It's not that I say assalamu alaikum and then I hate you. The Prophet conditioned the Sahaba to practice salam. He said, when you do that consistently, inshallah, you would love each other. You will have that love established in your heart. And the Sahaba, you know how they would implement this? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to come out. Every single day, he will go to the shopping mall, souq. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. He is not buying or selling anything. And people surprised and ask him, he is doing it day in and day out. So they ask him, we don't see you buying anything or selling anything, then why are you coming? He said, you know why I'm coming? To say salam to each and every one of you. You see how the Sahaba were inspired by the beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us establish this brotherhood. Rasulullah built a society based on justice and love. Mu'akhat. This is an institution he established. First thing he did in Medina was to find, lay the foundation for a society based on justice and universal brotherhood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to purge this racism, this distinction and discrimination based on color, ethnicity, and all these material distinctions, because they have no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand the real message of Islam and to imbibe it and practice it in our words and actions and behavior. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما نرحب إخواننا اللاجئين المهاجرين من سوريا ونتمنى لهم ولأوائلهم حياة سعيدة وندعو الله أن يوفقهم لما فيه خيرهم وصلاحهم في دينهم ودنياهم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على الحق. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أحينا مسلمين وتوفنا مؤمنين وألحقنا بالصالحين. ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة ترضيك إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يسر لنا أمورنا واستر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واحفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. أقم الصلاة. I ask